Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Radio that you control, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can call to get in on whatever conversation we're having or bring up whatever's on your mind. And in the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie,
Nikki,
and Mark.
And I just want to finish the last few sentences of this article because we have some callers on the line that are on topic. I just wanted to read that Isaacson, the biographer of this Elon Musk book, reported in that book that his subject was worried the Ukrainian attack on Russian vessels in the Black Sea would provoke the Kremlin into launching a nuclear war. And he said, I think if the Ukrainian attacks had succeeded in sinking the Russian fleet, it would have been like a mini Pearl Harbor and led to a major escalation, Musk said. Oh, okay, so his subject, as in Musk, said that.
Yes.
We did not want to be a part of that, Musk said. Interesting. Well, KT in Tennessee wants to talk about this whole situation. KT, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me. No, I was listening to your show. I listen a lot when I'm driving home from work at night, and most of the time I agree with you guys, and tonight I just had to call and say I disagree.
All right, well, what do you disagree on?
Well, you know, I think first off, when you put Putin and Ukraine sort of in neutral, equal terms, like they should kiss and make up, I feel like that's really taken away from what Ukraine has done, because you got to remember, Ukraine didn't ask for any of this. It's 100% Russia invaded Ukraine.
Well, don't you think that when Ukraine was bombing Russians in the Donbass region, that to some extent they thought that maybe Russia would come in and that they were just playing the West off the East?
We're all taught as kids that violence is not the best answer, but we're also taught that if somebody attacks you, you have to stand up for yourself.
Sure.
And you know, if I remember right, I think Russia invaded Ukraine first.
Well, actually, there were the UN considers Ukrainian citizens, but those same people, those citizens, consider themselves to be ethnic Russians, saying we don't want to be ruled by Kyiv or Kiev, depending on which side you take in this, and they were getting progressively less governable, and just like they would in the U.S., if you're ungovernable, they'll come in and blow your ass up. That's what was going on.
And they didn't want to be a part of, like, all the signs point to that the people in the Donbass region, majority of them didn't want to be run or ruled by Kiev. They wanted to be ruled by Russia, which, whatever you think about that, I think that they should have the right to self-determination. And Ukraine said no. And instead of just letting some small group of people go, they decided to put themselves at risk of getting invaded by Russia. And I'm not saying that that means Russia didn't do anything wrong. I'm just saying that can't we see them both for having done a little bit of something wrong and maybe peace would be the answer?
Well, I don't think you can blame Ukraine for something that's going on in a section of their country.
I can blame them for bombing those people.
Yeah, the Ukrainian military attacked them.
But, I mean, Vladimir Zelensky, if he's in charge of the country, his intent in ruling was not to start a conflict with Russia.
Well, the conflict's been going on for longer than Zelensky. Zelensky's the new guy on the table. Yeah. He's really good at raising money and all that stuff. And again, I'm not here to say Ukraine bad. I'm here to say Ukraine government And government does government things. Russia will do government things, too, and Russia did all kinds of government things in the past. And I'm not saying they should kiss and make up. I don't know what the solution to this is, but I know that the United States has been drug into yet another proxy war, and I don't know if you're keeping tabs, but so far I've got the United States at about 0 and 12 since World War II.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We have a habit of sticking our finger where it doesn't belong, for sure, and this is, you know, maybe this is a classic example of that. I think it's definitely U.S. flexing our muscles and NATO, you know, backing us up in a sense. And you know, I'm not a politician. I'm not a military general. I can't say for certain exactly who's to blame because, A, I'm not there, and, B, I don't study this stuff. I got a job, you know.
Sure, same here.
Right, but that's why we just shouldn't be involved.
Yeah. But, you know, I think it's easy to look at what Ukraine's doing to Russia, attacking them back. Maybe there's a history there that I'm completely forgetting about or overlooking. You know, I know there was a lot of conflict there in the first place, but I think Vladimir Putin made it real clear that he was the aggressor in, when they invaded over a year ago, when they brought tanks and everything. And maybe it was into that region. I'm not real well versed on, like,
I grew up an American, too,
conflict.
And I know who the bad guys are in the world, right? And Russia, the USSR, is at the top of that list. I hid under my chair, my desk in school, and I've had all the brainwashing, too. It's just that when I read the news and I see Ukraine throwing journalists in prison, when I see Ukraine throwing politicians whom they don't agree with in prison, and using old tactics.
Telling citizens they can't speak Russian when Russian has been their native tongue their entire lives. That's pretty disgusting.
And I think you could probably find a lot of that behavior in U.S. history long ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I don't like that either.
Back when our country was in a developing state, you know, we've gone through our fair share of bad periods. But, you know,
we do it now.
I just wanted to.
The United States does it now, not me.
Absolutely. But I did want to point out that, you know, I think it's important to remember Russia prompted a lot of the deaths that are occurring now because they sent tanks and bombs into, you know, Ukraine. But the other points that I wanted to make, I'll try to get my points out and let y'all talk. The other one is, you know, capitalism is capitalism works. And Starlink is a good example of that. It's a great technology. A lot of the technology that the Defense Department uses was developed by private enterprise first. And, you know, Elon Musk is a classic example of a big company that's creating a great technology. But with those great technologies come huge responsibilities. And satellite internet is pretty much the next best thing minus the internet. I mean, AI is the next wave.
Specifically,
obviously.
Starlink's. I've had satellite internet that's really stunk, but Starlink's really good tech.
Well, thank you for your call.
Well, you know,
Casey.
I think. Appreciate it, guys. Real quick, though, I just wanted to say Trump, my opinion, I think he'll be in prison this time next year.
Thank you for your call. To find out.
September 2024. Caller says, I didn't get his name. Caller says, what is it?
From Tennessee? Was
KT.
It Tennessee?
KT from Tennessee says Trump will be in prison a year from now.
Yep, put that on the board. We'll
and
see.
I don't really have any bet on that. I don't care if he is.
It doesn't, like, you know, truly doesn't matter to me. I'm not going to break down and cry. I try not. I've had lots of presidents. I'm not emotionally attached to any of them.
Yeah. We also have, I think he brought up something I wanted to mention. I don't think that just because you create a technology means you have any kind of responsibility to the U.S. government for them to be able to use it. And I'm not sure if that's what he meant.
I mean, you definitely have responsibility over said technology. Like, the developer of pretty much anything, you know, has responsibility over what it is they created. But you don't have any responsibility to the U.S. government.
To give it to people. I don't know. I don't even know if you have much responsibility over what you created once it's out of your hands. Like, I know you don't agree with this, but I'm just saying, for example, if, this has actually happened. So, like, there was a manufacturer of guns, and that gun that they manufactured was used in the Sandy Hook shootings. And then those people who manufactured guns got sued because their guns were used in the Sandy Hook shooting. Who?
Was it Bushmaster?
I don't know who it was.
It's a cheap AR platform. You know.
No, it was some like Remington, something you hear about a lot. It was like Remington. They got sued and lost.
They lost?
Yes, they got sued and had to pay the families of the Sandy Hook shootings.
Seems like everybody's paying them.
Yeah, no
right.
kidding.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I just don't see why they really have responsibility for how other people use a product that they brought into the world. They did the world a favor by bringing their product, whether it's guns or Starlink, to the market. But we also have Jet on the phone, usually somewhere in the western United States. Jet, what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I was listening to that TV tube thing, and I found out that we are losing our freedoms more and more every day. That's what they said.
Who said that?
I can't remember what program it was, but I thought it was kind of humorous knowing what we know. But my question for you guys is, did you know who is taking away those freedoms?
The government?
The people that call themselves the government in many cases, but in a lot of cases it's people who, like, it's always people, right? Like,
there you go. That is the answer. That is the key to setting everyone free from their oppressors, is to somehow acknowledge that these are just other people, just other humans who have no more right than anyone else. And they have, I don't know. I don't get how people can look at them and not see that these are just other people. When I look at them and talk to them, I talk to them as though they're just another person I met on the street. I think of them that way.
A lot of times they don't like that. If you know a cop's first name, if you know a judge's first name, and you call them Karen, you call them Jason, they will get mad at you. So a lot of the time.
That's horrible, these awful people.
Because they act like they're they can call you Jet, they can call you Mark, but it's disrespectful if you do the same thing back to them, they think.
Yeah, it is kind of humorous, the whole idea, but it's not going to stop me from, you know, doing that or telling them, you know, or just speaking to them as someone else, you know, that I have never met before. But that's what I wanted to just pass along, that there is no... Government doesn't exist. Only people exist. And so Mark wins the prize. Whatever that is, I'll think of something. Tell me where to mail it.
I'm just happy to get your call, Jet.
Yeah, but that's what I wanted to emphasize, that when you start thinking of these people, speaking of them, responding to them as just other humans, that is the key to escaping your oppressors. Because more and more when people do that, they will join together, just like the folks down in New Mexico, and say, I don't think so. I don't think that you get, I mean, she forgot to put on her crown when she came out and decreed. That was one of the major...
The governor in New Mexico decreed that the people in the county where Albuquerque is don't get to open carry. They don't have the right to open carry for like a few weeks or whatever because she said so.
Yeah, I think there was a shooting. That was the excuse she used.
Yep.
There were 3 shootings in, like, 2 weeks.
But either way, thank you for your call, Jet, and I agree. Nobody gets to have more rights than you just because they say so. And the only reason that the killing that goes on from the people calling themselves the government, it goes on, the killing, the stealing, the raping, and the pillaging continues to go on is because people believe that lie.
I don't know that that's true. I mean, in the vast majority of the countries in Central America, they look at the politicians as though they are, in fact, a bunch of liars and thieves.
And yeah, but they don't get to have guns.
Same with the cops. They do get to have guns. They're just too poor to carry them in many cases.
In many cases, they also just don't get to have guns, though, right?
No, you can have a gun as...
You can't have a gun easily in Mexico. We know Mexicans, and they will tell us how crazy it is that people here have so many guns, and they, oh, I got to shoot this gun, and...
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't say. It's my understanding that 45s were outlawed in Mexico at least some time ago, but you could have 38s and 9mm and these kind of things. No problem getting a gun in Mexico, and you can believe they're not going to come into your house and search for it, you know, unless you're some kind of gang member or something like that. They, you know, the police barely have a handhold on Mexico.
Well, even if it's just that it's extremely hard to get guns, it makes things a lot different.
Well, there's gun stores in Honduras, and you can buy them. That's all I can say. You know, I know a Honduran who has like 30 of them. I know many of Hondurans who have zero.
And just because they believe that those people are, like, corrupt, it doesn't always mean that they don't think that anyone can have that power over them. Usually they're just like, oh, that's a corrupt. I don't know about all Hondurans. I'm just saying, usually
yeah,
when people speak this way about how a government is corrupt, they're saying, oh, or not a government, but a member of government, they're saying, like, this president is corrupt. We need a good president. They're just stuck in this idea that someone could be a good president.
Well, look, hold on. If there was a, gang of unaccountable criminals that ran amok in your country all of the time, but you got to choose those criminals, whether they were the red team or the blue team, and in a course of every 4 years, I don't have a problem with you picking between your favorite set of criminals so long as you realize these people rule by force. They tell lies for a living. They are unaccountable to their own laws. Like, you know, there's this series of things. And I get it. I know why people choose these between these groups of people. It's not that they legitimize them like they do here in the U.S. Literally, here in the U.S., there are people who are listening to me who say that other political party is full of fools, liars, and evil people. And that's almost every American. Whereas in Honduras, they say, I prefer this group of criminals over that group of criminals.
Yeah, I just don't think it changes what Jet's saying, because it doesn't mean that they think no one on earth has the ability to rule me.
No, they think that government is a thing, right? Like, it's not going away. It is there, and it's not going away. So what do I do about it? Well, I got to live my life tomorrow, and tomorrow's voting time, so I'm going to go ahead and vote. It kind of comes down to the same premise of, well, if we all stopped voting, there wouldn't be a government. But we won't all stop voting. You can stop yourself from voting. Like, come November, whenever I'm going to vote, I guess here in it'll be January here in New Hampshire. Come January, if I choose to vote or not vote in the primary or the general, they're still going to have a president, whether Mark votes or not.
I don't think Jed's saying that that's the
number one best way
to get the government to disappear. Neither is everyone stopping voting. It's just that it is true that if everyone stopped voting, we wouldn't have to deal with the government, really. I'm not saying because they wouldn't think of some other way, but a whole huge veil would be lifted in
a lot of crap would be lifted.
It wouldn't happen, like you're saying.
No, but it's what I'm saying is that what Jed's saying is a step down the road towards a world where people are accountable for what they do. And there are places that have taken those steps. Almost every place in the world considers its politicians to be a bunch of thieves and liars and killers.
I don't think that's what he's saying. That's what we keep coming back to. That he's not saying, if you consider the government, if you see the government as they are, he's saying if you don't believe that anyone else has the ability to rule over you, they still believe that if they're voting for them.
No, they
still believe that if
so
they're giving them money.
So you're saying if you vote, you believe that people have the right to rule over you?
Well, there's more than one thing that they're doing. They're voting, and then they're giving them money all the time. They're doing all these things that they...
I'm going to give somebody who comes to the street, comes to me on the street with a gun, says, give me all your money. I'm going to give them my money. If somebody is going to try to harm me, I'm going to give them the money.
There's lots of reasons. I just don't... I've never met anyone else who said... No one else has the ability to rule over me except a libertarian. It's like a very uncommon thought process, and I just don't think everyone in Honduras thinks this way.
Libertarians don't have the right to rule over you either.
No, I'm saying only libertarians are the people that I've heard say that. Like, the average person is like, yeah, they have that right to because they're the president. Don't you think that the Hondurans think that the president has the right to take away the ZA laws that they've been doing?
I think that Hondurans believe that when things are done by the government that they want done, they're happy about it because they like to see force used against their neighbor when they disagree with their neighbor, just like everybody.
The other thing about
the majority of people
that we can't generalize everyone in a whole country. So even if like everyone you know thinks that way, it doesn't mean like the majority does.
Well, I would say probably the majority of human beings on the earth, you know, they have their team of elected politicians, and I think most people do believe in that hierarchy. Like, oh well, you wear a shiny badge, so it is your right to be able to do this.
That's what I think.
Or you're a politician. It does seem like most people feel that way, or most people cannot fathom a world without other people ruling over them, and you know, quote unquote, helping them with these things. You know, different.
If it wasn't the case, Mark, then every South American politician wouldn't be running on, I'm going to help you and I'm going to...
Well, they want people to steal in their name because they feel like they've been stolen from in the past in the name of the rich or whatever. And that's the game. But I don't think they think that it's legitimate. So, for instance, in Honduras, most of the police are a bunch of peasant boys who... Everybody looks at it and is like, you'd be lucky to get a job laboring in the field if you weren't a cop. And they know they don't get paid much. And so, no, I don't think there's respect for a badge there. But look, Honduras isn't a paradise. It's just that humans are small group primates. And we celebrate the other group's bad news. That's just what we do. Do I think that the government's thinking that the government's legitimate and celebrating the bad news of some other side aren't the same thing?
Okay, and one thing I do know about the United States is a lot of people from other countries say, at least in their country they come from, that's not the United States, at least the government's more honest about it. Like people say, if they're from what's it called, like Germany. At least our government straight up says that, like, we're taking from the rich and giving to the poor, but in the United States it's all, like, hidden. So I guess I could see it.
Nobody's taking from the rich and giving to the poor. They're all taking from the middle class and giving to the rich.
Well, yeah, exactly. There's just all this pretense. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of pretense, that's for sure.
We have a caller. We have Tom in New Hampshire. What's on your mind, Tom?
Well, Monday I went on up to Concord and attended the sentencing hearing for Ian. And it was rather pathetic that, first of all, they're expecting people to know that when they say money, they also mean things that aren't money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a crazy part we didn't really get into. Basically, what Tom's referring to is that the judge said, even though Bitcoin wasn't invented when the laws they're using to throw Ian in prison were written. Well, funds mean Bitcoin, and they just can decide that. That's basically what he said. They can decide it because, well, people would reasonably be able to call Bitcoin funds. So even though there's no possible way that the people who wrote that law could have meant Bitcoin, well, we decide it is. So that's going to be what they decide.
And so they expect people to know, you have to guess at your peril what the law requires and forbids. That is a violation of the due process clause. Something else I want to bring. I noticed the music's coming on.
Well, I can hold on to you.
Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in with whatever's on your mind, like Tom, 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now.
now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The White House stressing how little House Republicans have to show for their months of investigations already into Biden family corruption claims. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre got chippy with one reporter Wednesday.
Suggested that there's no evidence to back up the Republican.
Which is true.
Here.
I'm not suggesting it. That's actually a fact.
The White House is pushing back against claims that Biden family members have been involved in corrupt dealings with foreign nationals years ago. The NFL Players Association is tired of artificial turf,
urging the league to transition all stadium fields to natural grass. The plea follows New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers' Achilles tendon injury. MetLife Stadium, home to the Jets and Giants, recently switched to field turf, an artificial surface. NFLPA says that adopting natural grass is a straightforward and safer choice, which is supported by player preference and data.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the number to get in on the conversation in the last about 30 minutes that we have left. We do have some people on the phone, but we still have room for you. 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie,
Nikki,
and Mark.
And we're going back to Tom from New Hampshire. Tom, you were talking about Ian's sentencing hearing.
Yeah, that's right. I got into the building, by the way. I had to show my ID, so I produced my cédula from the Dominican Republic. I'm a dual citizen, and that's the national ID card you get from the Dominican Republic. And so I flashed that, and I got through. Okay. I've also used it voting. You got your ID? Oh, sure. I got this ID, and they let me through. That's good. But what's going on with the victim statements, these ladies that got ripped off, they got romanced out of their money, the scammer tells them to send Bitcoin, and so they go out and buy the Bitcoin from Ian and then transfer it to the scammer. Now, there isn't even any the prosecution doesn't even know the true identities of these scammers, by the way. How do they know that there was any criminal action? How do they know that these guys weren't actually in love with these ladies and then suddenly ran into a difficulty and suddenly needed a lot of money? They don't know.
That's an interesting way to look at it that I hadn't thought of yet. If they know that they don't know the scammer, how do we know that they weren't actually just in love with these ladies and then died and weren't able to pay them back after they gave them money?
I mean, it seems like it was the same name that at least two of the ladies got.
Yeah, but still.
And then, I mean, like, technically...
They have two women.
Yeah, I mean, like, technically, like, that is a
possibility. That's not beyond the preponderance of the evidence, though. I mean, no, sorry, that's not beyond a shadow of a doubt.
It seems unlikely based on the report that that woman said, she said that, like, after she was like, I'm not sending you any more money, he got really, like, mean with her and was like, I know where you live and I'm watching you or whatever.
But seems unlikely isn't the burden of proof that they have. Seems unlikely beyond a shadow of a doubt.
It's not impossible, yes.
Well, Ian wasn't convicted for being a scammer. It's just that in the sentencing thing, people could just say anything they want. You know, Ian was giving an example last night of, cops will say that, you know, they caught somebody with a bag of weed or whatever. But, you know, in my experience, people like this are selling this amount of weed every week. And he's probably been doing it for 3 years. So, you know, this person's guilty of bales and bales of this devil's lettuce.
Yep. Well, is that all you had, Tom?
No, there's also the issue that they didn't even prove, by the way, that the scam took place. But what really is going on is a problem that would have still been a problem had the scammers not come along, and that is that you've got people who are starving. They're so starving that they'll take poison bait, or they'll have no bait at all. Some of these ladies, they probably knew that they were being scammed, but like the little boy in Neil Diamond's song, who didn't have any friends, so he indulged in fantasizing that he had a friend named Shiloh. They're going along with it because they can indulge. Patrick Henry even discussed this in his Live Free or his Liberty or Death speech. How, you know, people, you're indulging in the fantasy that we can have peace when the British are clearly, look at all the points that the British are clearly intent on going to war with us. I mean, there is no hope for peace. So get that out of your minds. He may have changed history the way he did that. Look, yeah. But they chose to do that. Some of them, I don't know, maybe rejected a few guys who couldn't afford her along the way, and then went for this guy because he supposedly had money, and he didn't. And then giving all their money to somebody that they didn't even meet yet, they're indulging in the fantasy, like people who give all their money to the state lottery thinking they're going to hit Powerball, and then they lose everything.
Well, thank you so much for the thoughts, Tom, and thank you for attending Ian's trial, sentencing hearing, but also his trial. It's really interesting. I don't really know what can be done about, certain information and theories now, like probably nothing, but it's just a really good point that I had never thought of. Just because these obviously, or not obviously, but very much do seem to have been scams, doesn't mean it was ever proven in court.
I thought the last point that he made regarding the lottery analogy, most people that play the lottery, they're not getting lied to. Like if they tell you it's 1 in 50 million of winning, it's probably 1 in 50 million. It's just that humans don't know what that means. It's a remote chance, and that's all they know, right? There's no difference in their mind between 1 in a million and 1 in 50 million. And so you know, people who are playing are indulging in a fantasy.
Hmm.
And I think that that's a fair analogy. You know, no, the government's never going after itself for selling people the dream of winning the lottery. People do win the lottery. And people fall in love online and find, you know, people online.
And there are young, handsome, able-bodied men who are into, like, extremely old women.
I suppose there's a few, yes.
Okay, so going on to the phones, unscreened caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, me?
Yes, you.
Oh, hi, it's Timmy. Thanks for having me.
Hey, what's on your mind, Timmy?
Hey, yeah, I'm happy to, thanks for having me in here. Mark, this is Mark Stevens, right? Is here? That's great stuff.
No, not Mark
Stevens.
Forgive
me because
it's actually Mark Edge.
Yeah, I've been Mark Edge for a lot longer.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry about that. Okay.
LRN.FM.
I had my hand on the dump anyway because I figured I don't know why he seemed like he was gonna. Cause I'm not sure if that was on purpose, but you might have to call back tomorrow if you had something you had to say. And plus, it's not Mark Stevens you're talking to. So like,
I think that really threw him off.
Yeah,
because I think his talking point was probably
Mark Stevens.
Mark Stevens doesn't do anything online
anymore.
He also
has sort of a Boston or New York accent, a northeastern accent.
I think he's like Long Island from Long Island or something.
Yeah,
like
I think
that.
He's from Long Island. I think you're absolutely right.
But if you only read his books, then you wouldn't know.
Right, which I have read his books.
I read one. Well, I haven't finished it. Anyways, going on, we have Dr. Butt in New Mexico. Dr. Butt, what's on your mind?
Timmy.
I know. I thought that was so funny. The same was Timmy. It didn't match him for some reason.
I'm glad to hear from you, David.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Lady. Now you got me all distracted. I forgot. Oh, yeah. Now I remembered. I think that the focus should be on, I mean, we have a president because it's in the founding documents. Oh, and by the way, the standard is reasonable doubt, not shadow
That's
doubt.
That's the one word I couldn't think of. I knew it was wrong when I was saying it, but
what's the one that, what is the doubt one for civil cases?
Preponderance of the evidence.
Preponderance of the evidence, that's it.
There are two. There's more than one. The lower level is preponderance of the evidence, and someday I'll tell you a story about how the preponderance of the evidence was used against me and how it's basically a bull-ass standard. And yet the higher level is clear and convincing evidence.
So reasonable doubt isn't that high?
No, reasonable doubt is higher than clear and convincing.
Oh,
the
okay.
lowest would
right.
be preponderance. The middle would be clear and convincing. The highest, because it's criminal, would be beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right.
And, like, I don't think the juries understand this.
Absolutely not. I mean, and who, like, dictates what each of the definitions of those words mean?
Right.
You know?
That's
they don't
the
really
thing.
Get it explained to them. They're not professionals of law at all.
I mean, I have no clue what that means. Those are like synonyms to me. You know, like that all means the same thing.
What if a jury doesn't only goes with a preponderance of the evidence in a criminal case, and they don't go to a reasonable doubt?
It seems like what happened in Ian's case. They just listened to the prosecution saying, "What if this? What if that?" And then they were like, "Yeah, what if this?" And they said guilty on everything.
That's where the judge is supposed to do his job or her job and step in and say judgment or whatever, notwithstanding the verdict. The judge can overrule the jury when the jury clearly is out of line, which
That's
is what
I would
should
like
have
to see happened.
Yep.
That's what should have happened. That's what should have happened in Ian's case. And I stated that on your program a couple times.
Happen because he could still just sentence him a really low thing,
Lightly.
Time served. He has been being punished for over 2 years now.
Right. Well, the time served would only be like 40 days. He doesn't get credit.
I know. It's messed up, but the judge could see that.
But the judge could see it.
He could do whatever he wants, so. Yep.
Right. There's a thing called a directed verdict, and there's a thing called something to the effect of the judgment notwithstanding the verdict. Those are things you can search and read about and how they're applied. And yes, that's the other way that a judge can apply discretion is by, okay, guilty, but I'm sentencing you to, like you said, time served or probation or whatever. But what I called about is what should be focused on, I believe, is the highest law in the land, which is apparently what your president and your Supreme Court, et cetera, and your legislature and everybody else in the government, they all are citing and standing on their legitimacy based on the highest law in the land, meaning the founding documents and some other documents. But what never gets talked about is in those same documents that establish the presidency and the legislature and the judiciary, they also establish the people as the highest law in the land, higher than all of those other groups combined, to the point where the people can simply speak into existence the dissolution of the government, and that is what needs to happen, kind of like what happened in New Mexico with the little chupacabra, Minnie Mao, tiny tyrant, yapping chihuahua here, Michelle Lujan Grissom. She tried to be king, queen, whatever, and the people, you know, because what happened is she said, I order you can't carry your guns. So what happened? The very next day, half of Albuquerque made sure to carry their guns open carry and you know, in plain sight everywhere. And the cops all said, we're not enforcing it. We're not enforcing it. Oh, in fact,
good.
The DA, Raul Torres, that I defeated four times over a period of 3 years.
At wrestling?
I got him to, pardon? Yeah, at wrestling in court. And he's now the attorney general of the state of New Mexico, who stated that his job is actually to defend Michelle Lujan Grissom when she gets sued. And he put it in writing that he's not defending her because she's clearly in violation of the U.S. Constitution. But what the bottom line is, the people, you have to own, the government has convinced you that you don't exist. The government has exist you that what is written in the highest law of the land, it's not even there. And what's in the highest law in the land is the people can speak into existence, just like they did regarding gun carrying. They just simply ignored it. In fact, they doubled down on their gun carrying and nobody stopped them. And as far as taking your country back and eliminating things like Ian's trial and all of that, if you simply own the fact that in the highest law in the land of the land, the people can, if said in sufficient numbers, just by saying it, government, you're dissolved. We're not obeying anything that you say anymore. Goodbye. We'll form a new one. You can do that. And if you simply own it, like the people of Albuquerque and New Mexico regarding the highest power in the state of New Mexico, seemingly the governor, the executive, they simply spoke into existence. See you later. We're not doing what you told us to do. And if you do that nationwide, you can solve your problem a lot faster than any other way.
I think that's a really good call. I mean, a really good thought. And everything, David, I don't think that it's like we talk kind of bad about the Constitution, maybe not Mark, but me and Ian at least on this show a lot and like Captain, because the Constitution isn't to me like a perfect document or anything. But when these people are getting their power from the Constitution and that's what they outright say and
they just say that they want the Constitution's great because it gives me power, but it's limited when I want it to be limited where I want it to be limited, right?
Yeah.
You know, this place where it says shall not be infringed, they don't actually mean that. What they mean is you can absolutely infringe it any way you want. You know, like they interpret the Constitution to mean exactly the opposite of what it says in, you know, the Bill of Rights. The portion of the Constitution that the people would not, authorize the Constitution without. So the Bill of Rights is the part the government is terrible about, but they're excellent about the powers, you know, all the different powers.
Well, I just think that whenever people can, if they stand up and say, well, this is unconstitutional and that's the only reason that you're allowed to have any power, so we're not going to listen. But the main thing that's good about what David said was that people aren't listening, and if the Constitution's going to be the thing that makes them point to it.
The truckers in Canada didn't listen either.
And I don't know if that's... They didn't have a constitution, right?
They got a constitution, sure.
Oh.
Well, I mean, look, all I'm saying is that sometimes you get lucky and disobedience works. Other times you get really unlucky and they come back after you and they hand you your head.
No, they did really good things, the truckers. Like, just because the individual truckers, some of them got targeted, doesn't mean that they didn't help their country a lot. Like, a lot of the stuff started getting rolled back immediately.
The best thing they should do to help themselves is leave.
Well, I'm not saying that that's not true of those individual people, but they accomplished a lot of what they wanted to do by disobedience.
Excellent.
I also don't think it's always so easy for people to just leave the country.
A lot of times, you know, like, one of the things I think that people don't think of is, you know, like, first off, you got to, money isn't freedom, and freedom's not money. But there's some analogs to each other.
Yeah, it helps, though.
And, you know, for instance, I'm thinking about Morazan City here, which is a place that I was at recently, took some pictures again, and we celebrated Children's Day and all that stuff. And Morazan's freer than New Hampshire's going to be in your lifetime, buddy.
It's just 1 mile wide, and nobody wants to live there.
Not even that.
Okay, less than 1 mile wide, gated city right outside of the most dangerous city in the world
for
women.
I'd say 100 acres is about, I think it's 160 acres or something like that.
So I could be miserable but be free. Like, I've never said I want to be miserable and free.
Also,
oh, no, I don't think you have, but it's the freest place.
Freedom means different things for everybody.
Agreed, so, and I would say this 100%. Now, I'm using the libertarian definition of freedom.
Okay.
But if you're a scuba diver and a libertarian,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to be happy being stuck in some libertarian city that doesn't have you know, any place that you can scuba dive.
Yeah.
You've got to be happy, and I think that that is a place where New Hampshire really thrives. This is a big, giant state with all kinds of opportunities and things like that. But it's never going to be as free as Morazan. And when it comes to, you know, the thinking about Morazan's rent is $120 a month. You can live without a job for a long time if you've saved up, you know, X in the U.S. and down in Morazan. So I'm not advocating people move to Morazan. I think they would be very disappointed if they did. It's just that, like, freedom as a thing isn't always the most important thing. I guess is happiness is more important than freedom. This is what the point I'm trying to make.
Well, either way, what David was saying about the Constitution, or not the Constitution, but what happened in Albuquerque was pretty interesting. And we have Sarah from New Mexico, from Albuquerque. So I'm kind of wondering what her thoughts and feelings are on this, but she also has her own topic. But Sarah, what do you think about the people who came out and open carried their guns, even though they weren't supposedly allowed to in Albuquerque?
Well, I guess they're not going to enforce the law, but, you know, I'm glad she's getting that national attention. It's the first step forward to gun control. I mean, she's addressing.
It seems like she's getting negative national attention, though. It seems like a lot of people are disagreeing with her, like,
very
dictatorship.
Angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the whole thing is that she's the first governor to try something like this. Just going on and on and on with this shooting children in the head, because road rage and...
Well, it did.
I thought you were talking about Ukraine.
No, I'm talking about in Albuquerque. They had a road rage and they wind up... They shot 17 rounds in the back of a car, and one of the 11-year-old boy got killed from a baseball coming out of an isotope game. So, you know, instead of just putting up with this, but on and on...
They shot at the car, but the thing that killed him wasn't the shots, it was a baseball?
No, I think she said he was coming from a baseball game.
Oh, okay,
they were leaving a baseball game.
Anyway, Sarah, like, excuse my pun, but it did seem to blow up in her face, though. It doesn't seem like it's something where other governors are going to want to do the same thing now that they've seen she did it, because it blew up in their face. The cops wouldn't enforce it, the people didn't listen, so...
And don't get me wrong, like, it's very terrible that this little boy died. You know, any victim of gun violence, you know, like, that is an awful, terrible thing. But for me personally, like, that's why I carry. Because I don't want to be a victim. And, you know, when I have children one day, like, I will continue to use whatever means I have to protect them also. And I think that's kind of where a lot of the people in Albuquerque that made the decision to open carry that day, not only because they are like, no, this is my right, I don't care what you say, I'm going to do it anyways. But if I knew that there were shootings, I would want to have a firearm. You know, like, I would want to be able to protect myself in that way. If the bad guys have a gun, I want a gun.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that things have changed from the way that the state statute was written 100 years ago, when this used to be a wild, wild west gun-toting state. Now you have different rules that that regulate all this. So,
there's still the Second Amendment.
Well, what I would say is that if this is widely accepted in New Mexico, can't you change the Constitution of New Mexico? Because that would be the highest line there.
We have been changing it because we have all these laws. If you're mentally ill, you're not supposed to carry. Or if they talk about suicide or they take the guns away. I think if you have domestic violence, all of these are new addition to the constitutional right to own a gun. You know what I mean?
I haven't read New Mexico's constitution, but what I see is a lower standard of a majority plus one, you know, a majority of legislators saying this is the new rule. And they may use the constitution as a cover for it, but they're not actually changing the constitution. Like, for instance, in New Hampshire, felons aren't allowed to carry guns, and the state will come after you if you do, and this is pretty common all across the United States. But New Hampshire says that every man has the right to keep and bear arms. And you would think that every man meant every man, but mm-hmm. apparently it doesn't.
Right. It's an addendum.
Addendum.
Adding.
It's just a lie.
I don't know. The way that it's clearly, like, just the way it's written and all the things that regulate it add to it that actually implements the law is different. But I like the attention. At least she's the first one out of New Mexico that are trying to do something different, you know, instead of break a pattern that we had forever.
What's the pattern?
So the pattern, she's willing to use health orders to stop the guns. Nobody carry a gun for a month, and it's getting national attention.
Well, it's not working.
Yeah, that's what I said to her, but she doesn't really listen to that. She just likes the attention.
You do need to try new things, and when politicians try new things that are clearly counter to the Constitution, we need to hold them accountable.
And the good people of Albuquerque and New Mexico did do that, in fact. Even if I can't believe this all really started because of road rage, that really makes Sarah's previous calls kind of
happen. There's some terrible incidents in the world where people get shot, but that doesn't mean we should get rid of guns. I mean, there's terrible car accidents, so it doesn't mean we should get rid of cars.
Right. Well, thank you for the call, Sarah. I'm just saying that this is going to bring more fuel to Sarah's fire because she hates driving and she hates drivers.
That's the thing, and she always, like, because living here, I mean, like, yeah, we have, like, bad road rage, especially, like, in Boston or whatever, but it's not, like, the things she describes, I'm like, that can't be real. Like, that can't really be happening, what she's saying.
And I've been saying it, too.
But I don't know.
Some of the worst drivers.
So it seems like there's something to her weekly calls.
Yeah, well, I forgot to ask Sarah what was actually on her mind, and I just asked her to talk about the gun control thing. I actually wasn't sure if she was going to be anti-guns altogether, but it sounds like she is.
It does sound like she is. I'm not surprised by that either.
She said this will be the first step towards more gun control. And I don't really see how that is true, because it did blow up in this woman's face. The cops didn't, you know, actually do what she wanted them to do. What do you think? I think that all night we've had multiple stories about how the government can be used to do things to take away your rights more and more, and the government are just people. They're just gang members, parasites, thugs, and thieves.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.